There's a special din by Peiris Shvias, la'achra ve'lo lehefsid. You have to eat it, and you can't leave anything over. You can't waste. That's the minig. That's the minig of Bnei Brak. As we explained, it's a machlokas to Beis Yosef in the 1500s. The machlokas well before that as well. But in the 1500s, between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef, whether Yevul Nochri, if a guy owns the land, does it have the Kedusha Shvias or not? So the minig, the Beis Yosef says no. And the Mabit says yes. So in Yerushalayim, the minig is like the Beis Yosef, and in the minig in Bnei Brak, it's like the Chazinish. That's why they have a pach. If you use Yevul Nochri, you have to treat it like Kedusha Shvias. And you can't throw it out. You have to make sure it has to be not roi lachil anymore before you throw it out. And you put it in a special container. So this halacha, achla velo, you have to, when you have a mitzvah, the Ramban, that maybe it's a mitzvah of eating peiros shviyos, maybe even make a bracha, besides the bracha you make on the fruit or vegetable, bor pri eid, bor pri adama, then you say, asher shem zon ala mitzvahs achilas peiros shviyos. We don't paskin that way. But it could be the Ramban l'shitas, and the Ramban holds Shemitah. I mean, we make brachas even to the Rabbanim, but the Ramban, again, seems to say Shemitah even bezman hazez d'arai, so we don't paskin that way. We paskin it's only the Rabbanan. So what's the halacha? L'achol olo hefsid, you have to eat it, so it can't be anyway. So where does it come up? So there's a minig among many by Havdalah. They spill, put extra wine in, they put, you know, a minig for Parnasa, they put it in the pockets, put it in their eyes. Other things, they put out the Havdalah flame with the wine. So that, according to many poskim, that would be a violation of la'acha lo lehefsid. Because even by la'acha v'lo menachas, it's a la'acha that you can't use yayin shel, you can't use shvias, even for the menachas, because you're gonna be burning some of it. That's also considered lehefsid. So the bottom line, even though it's a minig tov, a shtickle mitzvah. Nevertheless, we say, according to many poskim, you shouldn't use the wine on those things. And as well, the post can bring down on Leil Pesach, if you're going to use Yayin Shel Shvias, which you're allowed to, but if your minig is on the second cup, when you get to the 10 plagues, you dip some wine out, there's a minig to show Ma'isa Yadei Tovim Mayam, so then the post can say, then if you're using Yayin Shel Shvias, so for Havdalah, don't waste it, and on the second cup, don't do the dipping. But if not, if you want to do it, so just don't use Yayin Shel Shvias for Havdalah, and don't use Yayin Shel Shvias for the second cup, because it's halacha la'achla v'lo lehefsid.